Vice President Cheney has arrived in Jordan at the start of a Mideast tour. He's expected to focus on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the question of Iraq. At least 150,000 Iraqis, perhaps many more, are living in Jordan, many illegally. Some have fled their homes because of economic hardship caused by 12 years of UN sanctions. Others have left for political reasons. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Amman that the Iraqi community there is paying close attention to Mr. Cheney's visit.
In the Central Cafe in downtown Amman, Iraqis pass their days playing backgammon and drinking cups of sweet tea. For most Iraqis, Jordan is a place to bide their time while seeking asylum elsewhere. Some have been waiting more than 10 years, often living in wretched conditions. There are few jobs here for Iraqis. Most work illegally for little pay. 38-year-old Taher, who wouldn't give his last name, has been in Jordan 8 years. He says he dreams of working in theater, but has few hopes for a better life.
I lost everything. I can't do what I like. I can't make what I like. I start to feel that I'm losing myself.
With little else to do, Iraqis spend a lot of time discussing their country and U.S. objectives there. The Bush administration has said it wants a change of government in Baghdad, and it's widely believed that Cheney is touring the region to try to enlist Arab support for toppling Saddam. Jordan once hosted members of the opposition group, the Iraqi National Accord, or INA, comprised primarily of military defectors. But the government here has come out against any interference in Iraq's internal affairs, and the INA office in Amman has been shut down. There is no longer any formal Iraqi opposition presence in Jordan, but there is no shortage of critics of Saddam Hussein. Many often congregate on a corner not far from the Central Cafe. Some, like this 55-year-old former math teacher, who says his brother is in prison in Iraq, back America's policy of replacing Saddam. He's drinking our blood. He's oppressing us. So we hope America will get rid of Saddam, he says. Others agree Saddam has to go, but at the same time, they reject American intervention.
We need the change in Iraq, but by our hands, not from foreigners.
Many Iraqis here say they oppose large-scale military action against Baghdad because of the inevitable civilian casualties. I beseech America and the rest of the world not to hit any Iraqi citizens because they are already suffering, says this former engineer, who, like many of the Iraqis here, did not want to give his name. Not all the Iraqi exiles oppose the Baghdad government. Isa Ahmed once owned 2 jewelry stores in Baghdad. He shows off a photo of himself in a baby blue leisure suit sitting next to Saddam Hussein. Forced to leave for economic reasons, Isa now sells oranges on the streets of Amman while waiting to be smuggled to Sweden. He and his wife Maha, a Syrian Christian, say they'd return to Iraq if the economic situation were better, but only if Saddam were still in power. Maybe he'd be replaced by someone bad, says Maha. Saddam likes Christians and Christians are happy with him. If he left, we'd be afraid. The Ahmeds worry that should Saddam fall, Iraq might fragment into different religious and ethnic enclaves. But back in downtown Amman, critics of Saddam strongly dismiss that possibility. This Shiite from the south said Iraqis would rally around anyone who replaces Saddam. Kurd or Turkoman or Christian or Shiite or Sunni, anyone who follows, we will back him, he says. When asked what they would do if Saddam were ousted, a group of men bursts into applause. We would all return to Iraq tomorrow, they say. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Amman.